this idea of jackpot, right? It brings this sort of lottery casino thing, and I've never been much of a gambler, at least traditional gambling. I obviously gamble with my friends' affections and my family every day, but not I don't walk into a place where it's legal for them to steal from you. But that said, I live in New Orleans. So obviously that happens on a regular basis also. My jackpot story is ongoing. So again, please bear with me. There's no fancy conclusion. There's no fireworks. The police don't arrive with their sirens. Though I might have, should have called them halfway through the story in this one. I just bought a house. I'm going to say it. I just did. Yes, I just bought a house, and it is, as you may know, if you've ever bought, like, a baby made out of wood, there's problems that come up constantly. Part of the problem was that I thought I had found the jackpot, the New Orleans jackpot, right? Minimal termite damage, a lake when it rains enough, not too much, decent location. I could maybe pull in thousands on Airbnb, yeah. Except I wasn't the first person to notice this house as the jackpot. I found out when I moved in that the whole neighborhood had also viewed this house as their jackpot. And I had a guess about it. When I moved in, I had a guess because there were phone numbers all over the wall. And holes also in the wall, where presumably the people with phone numbers had entered the house. And I like to fix things. Ultimately, this idea of stewardship is very appealing to me. So I rolled up my sleeves and I went to work and I tried the best I could. First break-in. Which happens, okay? It happens. It was a real cheap house. Not a big deal. iPod, some change got taken. My sense of safety also borrowed. Second break-in started to get to me. I should tell you they came through the wall, that I spent a day driving around picking up burglar bars and a drill, right, to put them up. And I put them up, and I came home, and there's this unusual draft. It's okay, I don't know the house that well. And I didn't even go back to the very back room for a few hours to find this gaping hole where somebody with a better eye than I have had noticed the termite damage that you could just straight through. So the third break-in was like, okay, I'm used to it. Not an issue. Like, this is, should I, like, leave out Cheetos? Well, it turns out I left my power tools and my banjo. Right? I told you it was the New Orleans dream. And my banjo got taken. And I don't even have a pit bull yet. But they'll get to him. But anyway, what I found out, and this is the funny thing, right? So like initially I call up all my friends, oh God, come watch me put in security bolts. Because I don't want to be alone. There's somebody in the attic, I'm almost 100% sure. And it went on like that. And I've only been in there for about a month. Oh, that was the missing, that was the punchline. Oh, okay. But you know, I think it's an interesting problem that I have right now, and that I'm gonna be going back to when I leave you fine people. Because I am a stranger in this neighborhood, I really am. And I've been in New Orleans for 4 years now. I consider myself a veteran. When you meet the teeny boppers outside the always, 4 years suddenly feels like a million. But it's only been 4 years. And I am from New York, forgive me, please. And you know, this song keeps coming up on OZ also, and I couldn't sing it for you now, this is not the right event, but it's basically like, thank you for telling me you every time you did, because every single time you told me you, I got stronger. Every time. And I've met the people who have been here for 8 years, and they're tough, man. They seriously are. And they have burglar bars everywhere. They got burglar bars tattooed. Like, it's just... And they have their pit, and they have their places that they go, and they have their places that they don't go, and they have their mouth that they keep shut when they meet the teeny boppers outside the always, because we all learn at our own pace. And I'm definitely learning at my own pace. And so I found this jackpot. And it is that. Or at least I believe it is. I believe it will be that. But it's not. It's not that. I thought it was. I'll admit to you, I thought it was. But this one is closer to what I actually was asking for, which is homesteading, which is stewardship. So when the roof is fixed, and when the back door is fixed, and when I've taken off all the bars, in that time, that's when that jackpot will come to me.